Hello, welcome to Fabulous Facebook 101, Zero to Rockstar in 7 days. I'm Felicity Fields, and this is day one of our Fabulous Facebook program, Setting Your Facebook Goals. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh my gosh, I thought the day one was going to be all about how to set up my page, and I really want to know what to post and really get started on attracting fans, I want to stop a minute and say that I think setting your Facebook goal and understanding why you're working on your Facebook page is really important. Because it's so easy for us entrepreneurs to get distracted. We always have a million things to do and way less than a million hours in each day to do them. So before we go on to some of the nitty-gritty how to set stuff up, I wanted to just take today to have you spend about half an hour to watch this video and do the action sheet afterwards to really get clear on why you're using Facebook and what your goals are. So this video is going to go over how Facebook fits into your marketing plan. We're going to talk about your primary and secondary Facebook objectives, as in why you're using Facebook for your business. We'll talk about how to set some specific goals, and then how to measure those goals. So first things first, why Facebook? Where does Facebook fit into your grand master marketing plan? Your grand master marketing plan has three components to it, right? People have to find your business, they have to know you exist, they have to love what you do and want what you have to offer, and they buy from you or support from you. So it doesn't matter if we're using Facebook, if we're using our website, if we're using a blog, an email list, whatever tools you're using, all of those tools fit into one of these categories, right? They're all a means by which people either discover your business, get to know you and love what you do, or buy from you. Facebook fits into the middle part of this. It fits into the love you category. Facebook is a great way to get people to get to know you, right? Once they have sort of discovered you, Facebook is the best way to keep in touch with them and to develop that relationship. This is your primary objective with Facebook. This is the reason that we're on Facebook. The primary objective is to have people fall in love with you and your business. With your Facebook posts, you're going to give people who have maybe, you know, met you at a networking event, they happened to come across your website on Google, a friend told them to come check you out, maybe you wrote an article on somebody else's blog. It doesn't really matter how they found you. The point is that they're interested enough in your business and you to sort of keep in touch, right? Sort of keep track of who you are and what you're doing. That's what Facebook is for. That's your primary objective. You're using it to become that bridge from barely knowing you exist to I want to buy what you have to sell, right? Because that bridge is kind of long. Most people don't usually jump from one point to the other. They have to have a relationship with you, and that's the middle part. That's what Facebook is for. So how do you measure that? You know, if we're talking about sort of big picture stuff, what kinds of things are you going to measure to know if your Facebook strategy is successful? If you're first starting out, you have no fans, you know, you're starting from the beginning, the first thing you're going to measure for probably the first 3 to 6 months is simply the number of people who are clicking the like button on your page, right? The number of new fans that you're getting every month. Once you hit the 100 to 150 fan mark, which depending on how much you promote your Facebook page, could take as little as a month or as many as 4 or 5 months. Once you hit that 100 or 150 follower mark, fan mark, you're also going to want to start tracking the number of times that people like a specific post, comment on a post, or share a post. And the reason you want to start tracking that is that if they're interested enough to like something or comment on something or share something, then those people are the best prospects to become clients, right? They're already interested enough to interact with you on Facebook. Those are your best prospects to buy what you have to offer. The reason that you have to wait until you get to 100 or 150 fans is that, statistically speaking, only about 1 to 3% of your Facebook fans are going to interact with you. Which means that if you want to get some interaction, you need at least 100 people, right? Because 1% of 100 people is one person. So, especially when you're starting out, don't get discouraged by the fact that people aren't reacting to the things that you post online. Some of it is a numbers game. You just need a certain number of fans before you're going to start finding those people who are really interested in what you are. So when you're first starting out, simply count the number of new people who are liking your page. Once you get to that 100 or 150 fan mark, also start counting the number of interactions that people are performing with you on your Facebook page. Now, Facebook also has a secondary objective. I call it the spillover effect, and that is that people are going to move from the relationship building stage with you, from the, you know, getting to know you and your expertise and really wanting what you have to offer. And once they get to that want what you have to offer stage, they move from the love to the buy support stage, right? So you're also going to use Facebook not just to sort of share your expertise and your knowledge and to talk about your industry and your topic, but you're also going to use Facebook to talk about the fact that you have products to sell or programs to sell or coaching packages or services, whatever it is that your business has to offer. You're going to want to talk about that on Facebook because these people have raised their hand and said, yes, I'm interested enough in your business to know more about it. That's how you're going to move them from the, oh yeah, you know, I know, Joe Bob down the street does gluten-free baking, to the fact where they're actually going to maybe buy a gluten-free baking recipe book or something like that. Measuring this objective, figuring out if you're doing well at this objective or not, is super easy. You're just simply going to measure the traffic, which is the number of people who are coming from your Facebook page to your website. So if you have Google Analytics set up on your website or some other tracking software, all you're going to want to do is track, are people, you know, if you post a link to something on your website, if you post a link to, for example, your sales page on your Facebook page, are people clicking on that link? Are they coming over to your website? That's all you need to measure. So before we wrap this up, let me answer a question that I know you are dying to ask, and that is, how many fans does your Facebook page need? How do you know when you've made it big, right? How many numbers does it take before you start rocking your Facebook and everybody just sort of starts coming to you? The truth is that, especially when you start out, Facebook is so not a numbers game. Facebook is all about quality over quantity. And what I mean by that is, let me give you an example. Let's say that I am a really famous fashion blogger and I have 100,000 fans on my Facebook page, and I post something like, you know, I have private coaching sessions available next month. Leave me a comment or if you're interested. If 10,000 of my fans like that post, but not a single person leaves me a comment and tells me they're interested, that's useless. I may have 100,000 fans, but not a single one of those fans is ever going to buy what I have to offer. So in terms of a business plan, it's useless. If, however, I post the same thing and 200 of my fans say, yeah, I'm interested in your coaching packages, and 25 of them end up purchasing a package, that's an incredibly awesome fan base. So it isn't so much about the numbers. Facebook is really about attracting the right people, because the whole point here, this is where you're going to do the relationship work to figure out if somebody's a good client for you. And you're going to know that because they're going to stick around, they're going to comment, they're going to like things, they're going to share things, they're going to become part of your business world on Facebook. And those people are going to be great leads for you. And if you have 10 of them, that's great. If you have 50 of them, that's great. As long as you have them, as long as when you post something on Facebook that says, hey, you know, I've got an opportunity coming up in exchange for some amount of money, if you have people that grab that, then Facebook is doing really well for you. So that's it for this training video. Go ahead and download the action step PDF below. It should take you no more than 5 or 10 minutes to fill out. Just give you a real simple Facebook goals, both where you are now and where you'd like to be. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. I'm at felicity@felicityfields.com. There's also a link to my email in the left sidebar of this page, or you can also go to my contact page. So again, if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. Otherwise, your homework for today is just to fill out that Facebook goals PDF, and I will catch you in day 2.